the audio medium really lends itself to a different kind of communication than you can get with the written word. And so a couple of years ago, we started a weekly podcast associated with Nature the journal itself, which has really been a big hit, and we've had a lot of positive feedback about it. But it allows us to engage. Well, it allows a couple of different things. It allows the authors to speak about their work in their own terms, and much more as kind of human beings, as opposed to the kind of filtered, kind of passive voice, kind of account of the science that you get by reading their papers.
Yeah.
And it also, just to be really pragmatic about it, allows people to follow this kind of information at times when they couldn't be sitting down reading one of our print journals or browsing the website. So it allows them to do it when they're traveling or when they're working out or when they're doing experiments. And in fact, we've had some people write in and say, can't you make your podcast longer? Because I have a lot of, you know, I spend a lot of time in the lab and I need something to listen to. So we're doing more and more of that kind of stuff.
That is a fascinating comment, and it's something that took me completely by surprise as well, because until a couple of years ago when I got into the mode of listening to an enormous amount of stuff, it always seemed like, you know, how could I possibly have the time to listen to something that's an hour long?
Mm.
Then if you're out and you're on an hour and a half hike, you know, the issue is, well, will it actually last long enough?
Exactly. And I save up my podcasts and I listen to them when I'm commuting, and I don't have a very long commute.
Yeah.
But when you add it, I'm going into, you know, there and back, you know, five times a week, actually, it adds up to quite a lot of time. I listen to a lot of podcasts when I'm commuting, and it's a great use of my time.
Yeah.